Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Make it rain. News update.
It's Chris Pavona with your fantasy sports news update. NBA playoffs last night. Milwaukee Bucks even up their series with the Boston Celtics. They win 123-102. The Bucks make a franchise playoff high 23 pointers game and even up the series one apiece. Game three of the Eastern Conference semifinals will be Friday night in Boston. In the West, the Warriors put themselves in a great situation. They beat the Rockets 115-109, taking a 2-0 series lead. Game three will be Saturday in Houston. Tonight, only one game on slate. The Portland Trail Blazers, they look to get even with the Denver Nuggets in game two. Tip-off is at 9 p.m. Eastern. In baseball, Yankees pitcher CC Sabathia had one shining moment in last night's game against the Arizona Diamondbacks. He gets his milestone 3,000th career strikeout coming in the bottom of the second inning, getting catcher John Ryan Murphy swinging at a changeup as he struck out the side in that inning. The Yankees did go on to lose the game 3-1, and Aaron Boone had this to say about CC Sabathia getting his milestone in a loss.
Obviously frustrated we lost, but tonight's about us celebrating a man and what's been an amazing career, and just really happy for him and his family, and you know, to get to be a little bit part of it is cool.
Sabathia is the 17th pitcher in big league history and third southpaw to reach 3,000 strikeouts. Funny thing is that CC admits that he was hoping that his 3,000th would not have come against his former catcher, Murphy, who had played with CC Sabathia and the Yankees from 2013 to 2016. In MMA news, Brock Lesnar informs UFC president Dana White that he doesn't intend to fight again on the same exact day that the UFC comes closer to finalizing a heavyweight title between matchup between Daniel Cormier and Stipe Miocic for a pay-per-view event on August 17th in Anaheim. Both sides have verbally agreed to the fight, though contracts are not yet signed. In NFL news, the Indianapolis Colts have signed free agent running back Spencer Ware. Ware's signing comes after the Colts did not select a running back in the 2019 NFL draft. He joins a backfield led by Marlon Mack, Nyheim Hines, Jordan Wilkins, and Jonathan Williams. Former running back Jamal Charles is set to announce his retirement from the NFL after 11 seasons after signing a one-day contract with the Kansas City Chiefs to retire with the franchise. Charles played nine of those 11 seasons for the Chiefs after being selected in the third round of 2008 NFL draft. Guys, this is some scary news that came out of Charlotte yesterday. One of the injured in the UNC Charlotte shooting, Drew Pescaro, a sports writer for the Niner Times, which is UNC Charlotte's student-run newspaper, was shot when a gunman with a pistol opened fire in an on-campus classroom building yesterday, killing two and wounding four. Luckily, though, the newspaper tweeted that Pescaro had surgery and that he was in stable condition, guys. So,
Chris Rock has a great bit about this where he says gun control. We need forget gun control. What we need is bullet control. Chris Rock has a platform where he would make every bullet cost $10,000. You got to really think about if you're going to shoot somebody at that point. But this is completely out of control and ridiculous in this country.
Crazy.
Yeah, you just thankfully, as you know, as sports writers, we wish everybody
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody the best down there in Charlotte, guys.
Absolutely.
Let's look at some quickly the 2019 Kentucky Derby takes place May 4th at Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky, kicking off the
horses I like have outside posts, Joe. I don't like this. I like horses that like 12 and 14 and 16. This is going to be a problem for me.
So we're going to finish off this news update by going over the latest odds for each horse in the Kentucky Derby, starting off the Triple Crown. Omaha Beach, he sits in post 12.
Deserving favorite.
He is at 4-1 odds. Game Winner sits right behind him in 16th post. He is at 5-1 odds. Roadster and Improbable share 6-1 odds.
Maximum Stafford horses.
Maximum Security is 10-1 odds. Tacitus Tessitis, I had to look this up to say I thought it was going to be a different way of saying it. Tessitis also at 10-1 odds. Code of Honor, 15-1 odds. Same as win. I love
there
that
it
name.
Is. There we That's go. That's my medium to long shot right there. All we do is win, no matter what.
We also got Tax. He's at 21 odds, also along with By My Standards, War of Will, and Vekoma, all at 20-1 odds. Spinoff is at 30-1 odds. So is a Plus Q Parfait, 30-1 odds. Boat Express, 30-1. Cutting Humor, 30-1. Long Range Toddy, 30-1 odds. Country House, 30-1 odds. Haikal, 30-1 odds. And finally, we're looking at Gray Magician and Master Fence. If you guys want to try and put any big money on this, they are at 50-1 odds, guys.
Joe, we're going to have someone come on Friday, right, and break this down, cap this one for us.
Marco D'Angelo, wagertalk.com. He'll be joining us. He is the, I don't know, he had a superfecta last year for 72,000, so I think he knows what he's talking about. Yep.
That'll work.
And that's the news update for me. I am Chris Pavona. Happy May, everybody.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar bills, y'all.
All right, big final hour here on Make It Rain Fantasy Sports Radio Network. See if we can't push you in the right direction here today. Loaded Major League Baseball, some afternoon action. One game in the NBA playoffs, game number two. Denver taking on Portland. We'll break down that game, let you know exactly what the latest numbers are telling us for that. A little NHL action. Don't look now, the Boston Bruins. Yeah, it looks like you guys are down 2-1, as we hate everything Boston here for the most part. But congratulations, Columbus. You keep rolling, guys, though you still got to win 4 games before it's all said and done. And I do believe San Jose took control of their game yesterday, too, as well. Their series now 2-1 in Colorado. They took a game on the road. So the NHL hockey, always going to be fun. It almost seems like it always goes 7 games. We got it in the first round, probably going to get a few 6- or 7-game series here this round, too, except for the Islanders. I don't know what the hell is going on with them and them. Poor. How are the Islander fans in New York, by the way, man? Are they did they show up at Barclays? Do they you got a lot of Islander people walking around, or is it still
better than me? But they're
is it still
moving,
a Rangers town?
It's definitely,
it's definitely a Rangers
it'll
town.
It'll always be a
Rangers
town.
Town.
I'm actually talking with our video producer, Alex, over here, and he just he basically said it himself. He's like, nope, they don't show up. They don't go to the Barclays Center. What?
Really? They're going back to the Coliseum?
Moving, Alex, you got a second?
Aren't they moving to Belmont Racetrack? Aren't they moving to Belmont?
Yeah,
away from Barclays?
Yeah, so Joe and Dane, Alex here. I was actually at the game on Sunday. The lower bowl was a lot more filled than game one, but it was still about 3,000 seats empty. I mean, it was really disappointing. It's not the Coliseum. It will never be the Coliseum.
No.
But are they moving to Belmont?
Well,
or is they back to the Coliseum? So I thought they were moving to that park in Queens in Belmont.
Yeah, Belmont Racetrack, I believe it is on track to be finished in 2021, 2022.
Okay.
No one really knows exactly what's happening. Coliseum will still be utilized next year, probably for the next 2 years, but we all know they're going to end up at the Barclays as long as they make the playoffs. The second and third rounds and beyond will always be at the Barclays Center.
Yeah, so what a shock. Merrick Long Island out kicking Brooklyn. What a absolute shock. Nassau Coliseum. All right, coming up, let's talk a little NBA tonight. We got Portland. We got Denver game two. Who do you like? We'll tell you who we like coming up here in the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The Morning After.
This isn't specifically just about the Houston Rockets.
No.
It's a league-wide problem in the NBA. Utah wasn't called fairly against Houston. Detroit, are they the better team than Milwaukee? No. Did they get a fair shake? No. Normally, James Harden can take 20 steps. He can't now because, ooh, it's against Golden State. It's ironic that James Harden, of all people, said it when he said, you just have to call the game the right way, when he's the biggest benefactor of calls all year.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Blazers Nuggets game two, and Denver keep riding that giant white man in the middle to a championship. And it's will Dame and company, will they be able to come back? We'll dive into the numbers here, some of the TNA. Welcome in Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri, guys, thank you very much for stopping by, hanging out with us. It's funny, I saw this this story too here today, where it doesn't take much to get people all hyped up on social media. I don't know if you noticed that, Dane. There was a this just cracks me up. Everyone's calling for a drug test, for a PED test right now for Christian McCaffrey, who I guess the Carolina Panthers, you know, he's doing some workouts or stuff, and they posted a picture of him on their Twitter page. Yeah, and everyone took a look at those. Yeah, look at those arms, man.
Wow.
Like, people are going now. This is the guy. What, 2 years in a league, over 1,000 yards rushing, 867 yards receiving. What, 13 touchdowns?
Oh yeah, he's a beast.
This guy is a force of nature. But people, instead of focusing on our, you know, hey man, it's going to be a great. People are enamored right now with his arm size. People are like, dude, that's not even right, man. Is that photoshopped? Like, what is he on the juice? Like, what's going on with that, man? I mean, dude, he is ripped.
Yeah, he absolutely is. And you know what's funny? This is the time of the year, right, Joe, in the off season, where you usually see pictures of guys being fat. You know, you see Ryan Fitzpatrick with 20 extra pounds on him or whatever it is. Remember, we used to see Kelvin Benjamin looking like a tight end, not a wide receiver. But, yeah, Christian McCaffrey looks jacked to me. He is a top four fantasy football pick, in my opinion, especially if you are in PPR leagues. But I got to tell you something, Joe. Unfortunately, for Carolina Panthers fans, it ain't McCaffrey's arms you got to be worried about. It's Cam Newton and that shoulder that you have to be worried about, because if he ain't back, and if that's an Andrew Luck kind of two-year situation, your season is toast.
Well, they did say that, I mean, and just let me look at him, but they did say that he is, there is some added weight that he went into the offseason looking to put on a few pounds here.
Yeah, he wants
to
be durable.
Thicker. He wants to be a little more bulkier. And, well, congratulations. You seem to have done it. I mean, it looks like He-Man arms. Like, dude, that's not even right, man. Like, what the hell is that? Like,
he's definitely
yoked,
Jack.
Baby.
I just hope he maintains his quickness, right? You hope when guys put on weight like that, put on it. Yes, he needs to be a little bit more durable because they were like, can he be a three-down back? I think he's answered the call there. Last year, Ron Rivera said that they wanted to get him the ball 25 touches a game, and we laughed at it at first. But no. He was telling you the truth. Carolina Panthers didn't do much to address a running back position in the offseason, so it's going to be CMC. It's going to be run CMC, but I hope he maintains his agility, his quickness, his speed after he's bulked up. But, yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean, but of course the internet wins because, you know, as you go down through the comments, I mean, look at that. Look at that.
Yeah.
There you go. That's pretty much what you're looking at there. And it's like, yeah, the internet always, he must work out.
Yeah, that's good.
Love Twitter, man. But I think it's going to be a great year for him. And actually a really good guy, too. I had a chance when he out of Stanford, I had a chance to talk to him a few times leading into that draft. And just down to earth, dude, man. Not, you know, nothing pretentious.
Well, his dad played in the league. Ed McCaffrey was a great wide receiver.
Loved. Jake, what's his face there? Was his big, oh my God, what was the quarterback for Denver there? Jake
Plummer?
Jake Plummer, yeah. That was another great, by the way, another absolutely great,
a great partier.
Athlete. No, great athlete, man, like ridiculous. And I think he's still out there, too. Jake is somewhere still out there. Arizona State, Jake was also
coaching,
a guy.
Maybe.
Yeah, he was like, he's still out in Denver doing some great stuff. McCaffrey, too, is another guy. His father was an unbelievable receiver, great athlete. And the apple didn't fall too far from the tree there. And this is a guy
you,
I think
he's there,
could lead the league. He could lead
if
the
he's
league.
He's there for me. At the 3 pick overall in fantasy football this year,
yes,
I'm taking him in a PPR setting. We'll have plenty of time to get into our ranks and stuff like that, but don't leave Christian McCaffrey there for me in a pick that's 3 or later this year. I'll tell you that right now.
Listen, man, it takes a lot to get people all joked there on Twitter, and you throw a little picture of McCaffrey, people salivate and going, I want him on my team, damn it, a little bulkier. Because they're not going to have to, like you said, they're going to have to concentrate a little bit more on maybe not only out of the backfield, they're running the ball, but catching the ball, and maybe a 20
Cam's
extra pounds.
Not throwing
pounds.
The ball downfield with that shoulder, I'll tell you that.
No, he's lucky if he can hand it off and get it off without hurting his arm there. It's ridiculous.
Bavona us with quote-unquote breaking news. Christian McCaffrey tears his bicep while fighting Skeletor.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, ridiculous. Love the love Twitter. It always ends up winning there. All right. Tonight, who's going to win? Portland, Denver, Nuggets laying 3.5. Opened up at 4. It has been since bet down to 3.5. Total 219. We get a treat tonight. It's not on at 11 o'clock Eastern time. It's on at 9 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
How nice is that? Quick turnaround for game one was not much of an issue for Denver. We had talked about rest. Whether or not Portland would have the advantage, the reality is no advantage because the Nuggets took care of them in the second half. So now that they've beat the Blazers in game one, the Nuggets are now 4-1 at home in the playoffs after they went 37-4 in the Pepsi Center during the regular season. Denver also 28-18 against the number at home this season. Pretty damn good number. So you've got Nurkic right out of the Blazers lineup. We know that. You've got Jokic dominating the Blazers of late. But let's be realistic here, man. You've got to be able to throw something else at this guy in order to be able to. He's going to get his. I don't know that there's anything that they can, the way this roster is constructed. He has pretty much always had his way with Portland. So it's not like there's something new here. They just have to go, all right, can we limit the damage here? He's going to get his, but we've got to be able to, I think, if I'm approaching it, I'm going, we got to shut down some of the ancillary parts here. Some of these guys from 35, 40, okay, congratulations, but let's stop, you know, the Jamal Murrays of the world from, you know, going off for 26, 27 as well. And both teams shot pretty good, by the way. The Blazers and the Nuggets were over 50% from the field in game one.
Yeah.
So the over hit by over 20 points. I mean, it wasn't even remotely close. Now, are we going to get that again tonight? Is the zigzag theory in play? We already know betting it blindly will cost you money. It's one of the worst profitable strategies that there is. But could Denver, you know, could Denver take care of business here? Two games in a row, back to back. It's not a big number. And they've shown that they can, when they're on, they can hit it. But the only thing I would caution is that C.J. McCollum probably going to have a better game than he had, right? Lillard, same situation, is going to get his 35, 40 points. It, to me, they almost wipe each other out, right? The big man and Lillard. And then it's, okay, yep. Who else is going to show up here? And maybe, just maybe, you expect the same amount of scoring? Or do you think maybe we get a little bit more defense, a little less scoring here tonight?
Yeah, so it's interesting. You mentioned how the number, the spread didn't really change much from game one to game two, but the total did, Joe. The total did. The total was like 215, I believe, in game one, and I see it up to 219.5 right now, so they expect more points. To me, the headline was one of the first things you said, Joe. This game is at 9 o'clock, not 10:30, so that opens up an idea for me to be able to bet it live, you know, and that may be what I do. I do think points will be continue to be scored because I don't see this as a blowout. You know, the same kind of thing we talked about in Milwaukee yesterday. You know, Giannis sat the whole fourth quarter, right? That, I think this game will be competitive throughout. I think the over is an interesting play. The way I would look at it is also this. I think you're right. I don't think there's anybody that's stopping Jokic for Portland, right? Cantor, remember, still has the bad shoulder as well. I think Jokic and Lillard sort of cancel each other out. I go exactly where you were, Joe. Will McCollum, you know, do better than 2 for 7 from three-point land? Or will the role players for Denver, you know, Gary Harris in double figures, Millsap with 19? That's where it's going to be. It's going to be like Millsap versus like McCollum and Cantor. Who's secondary partner? And, well, I like Denver at home, though, and the number's not that short. I'll lay the point.
I got a prop bet that, that we're going to cash tonight. I'll share that with you coming up here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Ah, Genta's!
It's it's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
So NBA playoffs tonight, you've got it. Game two, Blazers at the Nuggets. I passed on this first game because game one, because I just had absolutely no idea what the hell it was that we were going to be looking at. Now that I've had a chance to actually watch game one, I'm looking at this game tonight going, is there something that Portland can do from a matchup standpoint? I mean, Portland's bench went 9-for-19. Enes Kanter was scoring left and right with a bum shoulder. Things weren't really all that bad for Portland in game one. I can't say that, you know, they were terrible and they needed to get, they actually played really well. Anytime you shoot over 50%, not bad. Your star got almost 40 points, 39 points. So, the dominance of the front court for Denver is really the thing that stuck out to me. When you've got guys like Jokic and Paul Millsap, you've got no answers for them. Those guys kind of had their way there. So looking at this from another standpoint, it's a short number at 3.5. What I may do here is I'm going to take Denver. I'm going to lay the 3.5 with Denver tonight, and then I'm going to zigzag. I'm going to bet Portland, a fired up Portland team, game one in their building for game three. Is probably the way I'm going to go. And also, I'm going to take the team total here for Denver over 111, because I do think that there's just, the Nuggets over 111. How is Portland going to scheme? How are they going to find enough personnel to be able to slow this team down? They're probably going to score 120 again anyway. So I do think there is some value at getting the Nuggets to score over 111. I don't know that enough defense can be thrown their way to keep this team, low 100s. I do think it's going to be, 115 to 125, somewhere in that situation, especially at home for Denver. So I do think the zigzag theory won't work here, but I do think that Portland loses tonight, and then then Portland wins their game at home in game three. So that's probably the way I'm going to approach this.
Interesting. So it seems like you're on this, not necessarily zigzag, but on this idea of like players playing better at home versus on the road, because you're going to then go back to Portland in game three. Yep. I'm taking that on a player prop side, Joe. I think that in Denver, I agree with you. I think they're going to score 115, 120 tonight. And when I look at it, there's prop bets for both backcourt guys in Denver, Jamal Murray and Gary Harris. Over-under on how many made threes they hit is only 1.5. You only need them to hit 2 3-pointers to cash this. In game one, and they both did it in game one, Gary Harris going 2-for-5, Jamal Murray going 3-for-6. I think they continue to shoot. If you think they're going to score 115, 120, I think that's pretty tasty. I think both of those guys can hit two or more threes in this game. I mean, this is a team that shoots about, 30 to 35 threes a game. So I think they could hit some. I like that, especially with this game being at home. I'm riding this theory that these secondary pieces play much better at home. Give me Jamal Murray and Gary Harris over 1.5 3-pointers tonight. When you go to Portland, though, Joe, as you mentioned it, Paul Millsap has one of the most dramatic home-road splits in the NBA. So I'm going to be eager to fade his prop totals in game three as well, Joe.
Yeah, it's actually been, what am I looking at? It's been pushed back up to 4, it looks like, even 4.5 in some buildings. So there is some books. There's a lot of money coming in here on early money anyway, coming in on Denver to do this. And listen, if I'm going to bet the over 111 for Denver, then I'm not going to expect any sort of regression from Portland either. So the over at 219, is where I'm also going to land here. And I've got a, you know, one of those fun TNA situations here for us, man. A little trend and angle supporting that theory, in fact, since 2005, when two teams in games 2 through 7 of a playoff series, coming off a game where they shot at least 50% from the field, the over, 14-7, 66.7% in their next game, going over by a total of 4 points per game. So they don't generally just slow down in the following games. If they're shooting 50%, there's probably a good chance that both of these teams probably not going to play a whole lot of defense, but they're going to score a whole lot more. So at 219, I know this opened up at what, 217? It's been bet up to 219. I'd probably bet it up to 220. I do think, you know, 115 coming in for them. 115, Portland's going to get at least 100 points here, especially if the game gets out of hand. Lillard's not going to go away. He's going to get his 35-40. I think McCollum has a better game. So I do... I think defense goes to the side, and I do think there's going to be points, 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 points. Yeah. I like your prop. I like the way you're going with that. And I do think maybe look at some of these team totals in the first half, by the way, too. What was the first half number? Do we have a – is it -2.5?
It's cutting right in half.
It's all right. So it's cutting -2. Okay. So that might be something to take a look at as well.
107.
For both teams. Yeah, that could be hit,
too. That's a total, yeah.
Yeah, that could be hit too. No problem there between those two. I mean, you know, 57 to 50.
You don't like 55. It. I know you don't like it, but for game one, you know, with a similar number and a similar total, you know what I did? I did my little teaser, Joe. I've teased it, and I made it from instead of Denver -4, I basically had them at pick'em, and instead of what was like 216, I had them at 212. And as you know, they both went over, and I hit that, right? What I also like about that is if I'm watching it live, I can, you know, I can fade my teaser, you know, and bang, hit it that way, too. With the two-team teaser, it's 100 to get 100. I may do that again, Joe. You like this over, and we a lot of money coming in on Denver. If I moved it, I can, in essence, get Denver pick 'em, and I can get this total down to, like, 215 or so, 214 even, which, you know, maybe a safe over for me.
Yeah, that's not a bad way to look at it.
And then when
too.
I'm watching it live, Joe, if either the total or the spread starts going left for me, then I bet it live. I bet
that's
it live,
correct.
And you know, counteract it.
Yep. And you can go that route all day long, and that's one of the best things about, isn't it? Though, isn't that what makes so much fun being able to
betting.
Go in game? Yep.
Love
in game
it.
Wagering.
And Joe, here's my thing: if I do the tease, right? If I do the tease, I'm already getting 4 or 5 points. So my middle is open at the opening tip. You know what I mean? And with the teaser, if I only do two, I'm not laying extra with a two-team teaser. It's 100 to win 100. You know, so I'm pushing my middles right at tip-off if I do it that way within the same game.
Yeah, and keep in mind, again, fun part is this game is at 9 o'clock, so you don't have to stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning in order to hopefully be able to figure that out. But it is tonight, game two. I unfortunately don't – I've been trying to come up with a scenario that I could see Portland being able to, you know, come back. I really do like what they've been able to do. But unfortunately, I just don't – you don't have an answer for that.
The scenario is Lillard's dropping 50. The scenario is Lillard being or CJ. If you know, in the same way, Joe, as like, remember game one when Kawhi had 45, but Siakam also had like 30? That's the scenario for Portland. Is Dame Dollar going off, getting like 47, but CJ McCollum also, you know, going like 6 for 9 from three-point land and him winding up with, you know, 31 as well. That's the scenario because there's no one there. They can't handle Jokic, so they're going to have to outscore them, if anything.
Yep, and we had mentioned, too, there are some day baseball games going on. We'll dive into some of those matchups coming up. But also pivot to Bavona, top of the hour, told you about the Kentucky Derby, going to go down Saturday. And there's a couple of things besides the horses that you guys should know about this year's race that make it very, very interesting. First of all, we know for a fact that the purse was just raised to $3 million this year. That's up from $2 million, which has been the overall prize since 2005. So from 96 to 2004, it was actually just $1 million. From 2005 to last year, it was $2 million, and now they've got it up to $3 million. So the winner receives $1.86 million. The runner-up, 600,000. Third place, 300,000. Fourth place, 150. Fifth place, 90,000. And by the way, the jockeys, what do the jockeys usually get once, you know, these winning jockeys? Because that's always been a question, right? Like, how much are these guys getting paid? They get 10%. Jockeys will get 10% if you're the winner. If you're anything but the winner, if you finish in the top five, you only get 5%. And if you lost, if you run out of the top five, you get a hot dog and ungatz, what they say. You get absolutely nothing except for maybe some Uber money to get you a hell out of the parking lot there, because it's going to be a hell of a day. Yeah. It is too, by the way. The post positions, that's what we were looking at. Favorites, Omaha Beach, 4-1. And then I got game winner, right? 5-1 just behind. Improbable Roadster, both 6-1s. Yep. Post positions favor them. Jockeys, Mike Smith has chose to ride Omaha Beach. And if he wins, it'll be his second straight Kentucky Derby winner. He won last year with Justify. Not a big shock there. And they actually won the, last year, don't forget, he won the Triple Crown with Justify. Mm-hmm. So this is a guy that knows what he is doing. And he chose
Omaha Beach over the Baffert horse, right?
Yep. And that'll be his third, by the way, if he wins this. It'll be his third Kentucky Derby win. That's only the seventh jockey to win in back-to-back years, which is kind of crazy, too. It's there are some guys that go their entire careers, do anything
Calvin
to be
Burrell
able to win.
Did once, right? On
yeah,
the rail?
Exactly.
Years in a row?
Everything. They would love to. And how many people are going to be there?
Oh,
try 160,000 people. Yeah. 160. And the first race, just to give you some comparison, right? Because it's the same track, guys. It's pretty much the same thing. The first race, 1875, 10,000 people showed up. 160,000 will be there. NBC will have it 6:50 Eastern time. It is amazing that it's been held at the same venue since 1875. It is the nation's longest continuously held sports event that we've ever had. And oh, yeah, it had zero viewers in 1875, got 20 million TV viewers this year. So, yeah, it's made a few strides over the year. Make It Rain plays of the day next.
Your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888 888-
800-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
All right, so the 2019 NFL draft, it's in the books. And for fantasy football players, as well as NFL bettors, you know the season starts now. So if you're serious about fantasy football, it is never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season. And Roto Experts, they got you covered. Their NFL 365 fantasy football package includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the net. You got Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year so you can have an edge regardless of whatever type of fantasy football you play. Now save 10%. RotoExperts.com, promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off. Promo code FNTSY for the NFL 365 fantasy football package only at RotoExperts.com. And welcome in here. It is final hour of Make It Rain, final segment here on the sports, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri alongside you. We were talking a little bit about the some of the numbers and the history behind the Kentucky Derby getting ready to go this weekend, and we'll dive more into the horses throughout the week.
Yeah.
As we'll have Marco D'Angelo, the horse god from wagertalk.com. He'll join us a little bit later, and he's got a couple of plays for us, a couple of directions to look. But from a betting perspective, last year, 225.7 million was wagered on horses from around the country. That was up 8% from the year before. Now, keep in mind, that was Justify. It was everyone kind of had a feeling he was going to be the Triple Crown winner anyway. But it is, if you were ever going to bet on a race, if you never knew horses, you don't know, it really doesn't make a damn bit of difference. If you were ever going to take a flyer, if you take a couple of bucks a week, right, and you throw it on a quick pick, all right, it's no different, only you've got a better chance of actually winning this than you ever do of winning the Powerball or Lotto.
Like a scratch off, yeah.
Yeah, because don't forget, you know, it's the track makes whether, you know, whether they get $220 million or they get 10, the percentage for the track is the same. They're still making the same amount of money. But what happens is it's the pool money here, the amount of money being bet from all over, which is what makes the prices so great in here. And the opportunities, I mean, if you were on a Tuesday night at Aqueduct, a Tuesday afternoon at Aqueduct, and the, you know, the handle was only, you know, 18,000. Yeah, you're probably not going to get a lot of great payouts there. But because of the amount of money that's going to be taken in on this day, the payoffs come out. So, you know, what normally might have been an $8 winner could turn around and make you a few hundred dollars in a heartbeat simply by getting the right combination of numbers. So understand that when you have that much handle going on in a horse race, it's not like, it's not like sports betting or anything else. You're going to share in all of that money there. If you can pick, you know, a winner here or there, you have an opportunity to pull out a $2 bet could win you a few hundred dollars in a heartbeat. All you got to do is figure out which direction that you want to go. But love the Kentucky Derby, of course. Will there be another Triple Crown winner this year? I don't know what the prop is on that, Dane, but I'm going to say no.
I saw that.
I'm going to say there's probably not going to be a Triple Crown winner. I mean, what'd you get? Two out of the last 3 years. It took 100 years to get one.
It's
and then
like 30 years before that, right? Yeah. I mean, come on now, people.
Yeah, and there is no Justify. Yeah,
that's
there is no Justify.
Bias.
Yes, it is.
No Triple Crown winner. Yes. Plus 500. No. Minus 800.
Yeah, yeah. So that's no, there won't be a Triple Crown. No Justify in this year's field of horses, though. But we wish him the best of luck. Still going to be a lot of fun to watch at least the first two legs anyway. And actually, the next couple of weeks, we'll have the PGA Championship. Tiger will come back. We got another We got ourselves another leg here of the majors a little bit earlier this year than last year. They kind of changed the schedule around, so that's going to be fun. So the next couple of weeks, definitely going to continue between the NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs. Month number two here for Major League Baseball. I can't believe it. It's May 1st. And if you look around, some of the power rankings are out now for Major League Baseball. But, you know, they had some good things and we had some terrible things in the month of April for baseball. I think some of the better things that we can point to, if you haven't been following, remember the name Cody Bellinger here, guys. This is one of the most amazing starts to a season I think we've ever seen. He now holds the Major League Baseball record for RBIs before May 1st. He's got 14 home runs. His numbers are ridiculous. He's got a 4.2 WAR. This guy is just, he's nuts. One of the better stories. Can he keep it up now for 162 games? We'll see. But certainly, I don't think you can ask for a better start to the season than what Cody Bellinger has given him. And as far as team surprises, man, congratulations to the Minnesota Twins. They were a dark horse. We talked about them, given Cleveland all they could handle. Didn't realize they were going to be this good this early and that they were going to hit this many home runs this early, too. They are, even though they got their asses handed to them last night by Houston, this team can play, man. And they've got also the third best run differential in the American League. So don't sleep on the Twins. They are, I wouldn't say dark horse. I think they're very much a horse in this race for the American League Central, and of course the Tampa Bay Rays as well. A lot of questions surrounding them. I think they've answered all of those questions. Great pitching, great hitting, run differential, all those things apply to the Rays and to the Twins. And you've got guys like Cody Bellinger still for the Dodgers, just knocking the cover off the ball. I think three of the really nice, best parts of April so far have been watching these players and these teams go at it so far.
Yeah, Cody Bellinger is the number one player in fantasy baseball right now, even ahead of your boy Christian Yelich, who got banged up a little bit. But cautionary tale, Joe, if I look into the advanced stats, there's a stat called BABIP, Joe, which is batting average on balls in play, okay? And the league average of BABIP is about 300. Okay, so this is a good metric for you fantasy baseball players out there to see, like, if a guy's been lucky or not. You know, that sort of thing. And if there should be some regression coming. Cody Bellinger, his BABIP, Joe, is 399. That's real high. Okay, so some of this is going to regress to the mean. So get in while you can on Cody Bellinger. You mentioned the run differential, Joe, with the Twins at plus 17. Fourth in the AL behind the Rays at plus 47. The Astros at plus 38. And our New York Yankees, who everyone's talking about as a walking MASH unit, but don't look now, with a plus 35 run differential, they're right there, and they are five games over, now only 2.5 back of your Tampa Bay Rays. Yankees are starting to hum, Joe.
Yep. No, Yankees are going to be good, especially when they get healthy. It's going to be crazy.
They get healthy, yeah. Stanton they say Stanton's going to do more activities now when Yanks come back from this road trip, too.
Yeah,
so he may be on the way back.
Yeah, take your time, dude. We're winning without you.
We're five over now. It's all good. Be healthy later
some
on.
Some of the worst storylines so far. Obviously, you can't win 108 games in a World Series and then all of a sudden start the way you have right now. Just awful. Yeah. The Boston Red Sox, terrible just about in every statistical category. Just not what teams expected here to contend and to battle and to represent once again the American League. Yeah, no, not going to happen. Chris Sale also, fresh off $145 million contract. How's that working out for you there? Working good with that 6.30 ERA right now. Seven home runs and 30 innings you're giving up. Yeah, good stuff there. And also, I mean, we talk about how bad Sale is, but nobody's talking about how bad Noah Syndergaard has been. But not from a standpoint where all his metrics seem to be in place. He's just allowed 26 runs in 34 innings. I don't know that there's any underlying indicators. Like, it's not a velocity thing with him. It's just, he's not locating the pitchers as good as he's done. I do think this is one of those cautionary tales with Noah. You look at the stats, you're going, my God, what the hell is wrong with Noah Syndergaard? I do think because all the metrics are there, this will even itself out. Like, he will get better as the season goes on. But still, if you have Noah Syndergaard, if you're a Met fan going, wait a minute, DeGrom hasn't been DeGrom over the last couple of starts. Now I got Syndergaard. Like, what the?
Yeah.
Syndergaard, I think, will be fine. But still a little shocking to see Noah Syndergaard giving up 26 runs in 34 innings, man.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm with you, Joe. This is a buy low candidate to me for in fantasy baseball, you know, because the strikeouts are still going to be there. You got to figure, you got to bank that he'll work itself out. To me, he's a buy low candidate given the beginning of the season. Hey, Joe, as I look also, you know, things starting to settle into how they're normally supposed to go. Your Baltimore Orioles are 2-8 in their last 10, you know, worst run differential in the AL. And, you know, the Marlins have won 8 games so far. Right, worst run differential in the NL. So maybe you can start going back to fading those two teams.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And by the way, congratulations. I know Washington Nationals, you couldn't wait to get rid of Dusty Baker after, you know, he won 192 games in 2 seasons for you. But congratulations. You've got you got yourself Davey Martinez, who finds himself and that team in not great shape. So careful what you wish for in Major League Baseball. I can tell you that. Right now, it'll be interesting to see. We expected a little bit more out of the Nationals. Not great so far through the month of April, but it is a long season. And it's
and
also a long...
teams are still going to beat each other up. They're going to beat each other up in the NL East. Yeah. Remember, they had a lot of games against
them,
the
though.
Phillies and Bryce Harper also. Early in the season, it seemed like they were playing each other every single day. So maybe the schedule gets friendly to them. I'm still on Washington.
Yeah. Listen, it's April, but it's still a little shocking. These games...
Back.
These games still count in April like they do in September. So early schedule here today. Plenty going on. Couple of makeup games that people really trying to figure out. What do we got going on? Can we get it done? I do think already, once again, do we have a couple of postpones happening here today? I think Baltimore, Chicago, Tampa Bay, Kansas City. I'm showing them blacked out here, so I'm not sure if they've already been canceled. I know the weather in them parts don't look good in Kansas City and Chicago. But everything else seems to be on, including an afternoon matchup here. Oakland-Boston, we told you about. Velasquez fires. Don't forget, this is a getaway. This is one of those getaway games where both teams, as soon as this game is over, both of them are getting on airplanes. Both of them are leaving. And what we've told you is over the years, we have found that unders generally prevail in these type of getaway games where teams are a little anxious to hurry up. Let's get this game over with. You got umpires who are catching planes. Everyone's like, all right, guys, come on, let's move it along. You got secondary B team members giving starters rest. So this number is pretty high, too, coming in at 10 today. Yeah, so this is a getaway. This is what's known as a getaway situation. Both teams, as soon as this game is on, are leaving on airplanes and traveling. And I do think that Chicago is the destination for the Red Sox. Oakland on its way to Pittsburgh. So they could be in a little more of a rush to get this game over with. Let's get the hell out of here. Than maybe being a little more patient and taking a few extra pitches. Something to keep an eye on here today.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that when the lineups come out tonight.
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow, 6 a.m., making it rain for you. We'll talk more derby. We'll talk some golf. We'll talk baseball. We'll get you caught up with everything. Gabe Morenci, Morning After, coming up next. Good luck to you guys today. We'll be back tomorrow morning.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
minutes.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Make it rain.
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm going to make it rain.
Public service announcement here, Dane. Lot of you seem to, and it's, you know, it's to be expected because after all, it is Twitter warriors. But a lot of you feel the need, you can't help yourself, that that you need to jump on and make fun of somebody's prediction and play when the game is not over yet. And then, and then what happens is, it probably, there's a good chance the gambling gods go, I don't think so. Case in point, last night, you know, I do my podcast in the afternoon, and I bring on, handicappers from around the country. And one of the games that came across the board last night was this Texas Rangers and Pittsburgh game in Major League Baseball. Okay. And the their play was the over 10 runs. So immediately, as soon as the show's done, you know, the Twitter warrior's going, oh, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. It's going to be raining, winds blowing in. They're not scoring 10. You know, this is let him stick with basketball, the whole nine. Right. So sure enough, the game gets to the sixth inning. It's 2-0. And already, you know, here's that guy. Hey, how's that over looking? OK.
Looking good when we get to 11.
Don't say nothing, right? Okay, that's fine. 2-0. Okay, you guys. So all of a sudden, if those of you that are just waking up, the game went to extra innings and ended up as a push with that number 10 there, 6-4, proving once again that, so now when he says, well, how's that overlooking? Well, it was looking a hell of a lot better than your under right up until the 11th inning. So word of caution. Before you start popping off and letting the whole world know how smart you are and how dumb everyone else is, let the game end first, okay? Make sure the game has an F next to it, like final, because the gambling gods will jump down just like they did in that Rangers-Pirates game last night. Oh, by the way, the Pirates finally won a game. Congratulations. And also holding that ticket at 210 with 45 seconds left to go last night, Houston Rockets, Golden State Warriors. Guys, there is no way you would have thought 12 points in 45 seconds could have possibly happened in that game. But, yeah, it happened. It also happened that our friends over in Boston there, who apparently had stuck a fork in Milwaukee, this series was over in five, I heard, after game one, after the beatdown. But there's a guy named, Giannis.
Can you spell his last name?
Yeah, there was a guy like this.
Bucks are having their way, but Boston is fighting and playing hard. Kyrie getting the extra ball. With a little shoulder shake right there, Mar. He knows the scouting report on him. Giannis is going to knock it down and give us the little Steph Curry. Okay, the shimmy from out there in Steph Curry land.
Yeah, guess who we talked to, our friends from SiriusXM yesterday, right? The NBA Network, who said, listen, you're going to win when your stars deliver. And the question was Giannis going to deliver last night? And I think you can hear from that. Yeah, they delivered. They made the adjustments, and yeah, they absolutely, whatever you thought of Boston doing to Milwaukee in game one, it was 100 times worse watching that game. They got outscored in the third. What was it? 39-8. It was, guys, it was awful. When I tell you, absolutely awful. They went the final 6 minutes of the third without making a basket. And then Giannis started feeling himself, and it was over at that point. It was a total utter beatdown. And oh yeah, stars got to show up. So has anybody look on the milk carton here today? Anybody find Kyrie? Anybody see him yet? Because I know they're still looking for him last night. Absolutely abysmal night for Kyrie Irving. The kind of nights it reminds me, and we forget this, when he was in Cleveland, he would have games like this in a seven-game series, but he had LeBron to fall back on. Yeah, he don't have LeBron to fall back on. Like, you can't go 4-for-90 in a game and expect the rest of these guys around you on Boston to pick you up. LeBron's not coming through the locker room there.